Poetry on the Radio. Today, Ella Kurtz.
Grief Meal. I begin with broccoli. Slice dark flowers from pale flesh. Lay its pieces in the oven under soy sauce. The scent of brassica leaks through the kitchen, and I remember the story of tiny wild mustard, tended for centuries until plants with large leaves grew into kale. Plants with crisp buds turned into cabbage, and those with flowery heads became broccoli. My little son, wondering what's happening, stirs his fingers through hard grains of bulgur until they spill, bounce along the countertop. A sacred grain from ancient times, hands long gone, glimmer above the bowl, draw their own scoops for porridge, soup, pilaf. Sesame seeds glow creamy brown over heat, and a handful of coriander pulled from Mum's garden is sliced into oil, lemon, pepper, salt. I add avocado because my brother loved it as a child, and this one is fat and fresh, no brown threading the green. Tofu for protein, because his wife cares about carbon and the world we're leaving those to come, although she won't be thinking on that now. When the bulgur is soft, I toss everything together in a lunchbox to take them. This offering of food to grief, it feels age old as the first family. We know to bring something to tempt the body, to tether it, while the spirit, which sometimes falls beneath the crust of time, begins its slow journey upwards. This poem was published in Non-Binary Review, issue 31. And when I wrote it, I was thinking about when people we know and care about get bad news, and the way we feel about it. Obviously, they are the people at the center of the bad news trying to deal with it. We know that and can feel bad for them, but also feel useless, I guess a bit helpless, not knowing the best way to express that or the best way to help or ease their pain. I guess that making food is a tangible and practical way to share our grief that we have alongside them, and something that we can take as an offering when we don't know what else we might be able to offer. Grief Meal. I begin with broccoli. Slice dark flowers from pale flesh. Lay its pieces in the oven under soy sauce. The scent of brassica leaks through the kitchen, and I remember the story of tiny wild mustard, tended for centuries, until plants with large leaves grew into kale, plants with crisp buds turned into cabbage, and those with flowery heads became broccoli. My little son, wondering what's happening, stirs his fingers through hard grains of bulgur until they spill, bounce along the countertop. A sacred grain from ancient times, hands long gone, glimmer above the bowl, draw their own scoops for porridge, soup, pilaf. Sesame seeds glow creamy brown over heat, and a handful of coriander pulled from Mum's garden is sliced into oil, lemon, pepper, salt. I add avocado because my brother loved it as a child, and this one is fat and fresh, no brown threading the green. Tofu for protein because his wife cares about carbon and the world we're leaving those to come, although she won't be thinking on that now. When the bulgur is soft, I toss everything together in a lunchbox to take them. this offering of food to grief. It feels age-old as the first family. We know to bring something to tempt the body, to tether it, while the spirit, which sometimes falls beneath the crust of time, begins its slow journey upwards.
Today we heard Ella Kurtz on Poetry on the Radio. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.